everyone. Welcome back. We're diving into the world of Mautic today.
Mautic.
You guys have sent in some really interesting articles about it, and it seems like you're really interested in taking control of your marketing, especially with data privacy being such a hot topic these days.
For sure, and with good reason.
Yeah.
People are wising up to how their data is being used, you know?
Absolutely. So let's unpack this whole Mautic thing.
Okay.
What is it? Why should we care? And how can it help us level up our marketing game?
I'm ready.
Okay, so first things first, what exactly is Mautic?
So Mautic is open source marketing automation software.
Open source. Okay, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It's kind of like having your own in-house marketing team, but digital.
Okay, I like the sound of that already.
Right. It helps you turn those anonymous website visitors, you know, the ones just browsing around,
yeah,
into actual leads and hopefully loyal customers down the line.
Okay, so it's all about making those connections and building relationships.
Exactly. And the best part, you're in the driver's seat the whole time.
That's huge, especially with all the data privacy concerns these days.
Absolutely. One of the articles you shared, I think it was from Gesellschafts or Entwicklung von Dingen back in June 2021.
Yeah, I remember that one.
They really hit the nail on the head talking about how important data ownership is.
For sure. It's not just about collecting data anymore. It's about owning it and deciding how it's used.
Exactly. And that's where Mautic comes in. It puts you in control.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't this whole open source thing also mean it's usually a more affordable option?
You know it. It's a game changer, especially for smaller businesses or anyone on a tight budget.
That makes a lot of sense.
You get all the power of those big name marketing automation platforms, but without the hefty price tag.
So it's like having your cake and eating it too.
Precisely. You get all the functionality without breaking the bank.
I like the sound of that.
And just to add to that, the fact that Mautic's been around since 2014, has a huge community, and was acquired by Acquia in 2019, that says a lot.
Acquia, wow, they're a big deal in the open source world, right?
Exactly. It shows that Mautic's not just some fly-by-night software. It's a robust platform with some serious backing.
So we're talking about something that's both powerful and well-established, but also built on this foundation of transparency and user control.
Exactly. You've got it.
That's a pretty compelling combination. So how does Mautic actually work its magic? What's going on behind the scenes to make all this happen?
Well, let's get into it. Well, Mautic's got a few tricks up its sleeve.
Okay, like what? Spill the beans.
So think about things like forms on your website.
Okay, yeah. Pretty standard stuff.
Right. But Mautic doesn't just see a form. It sees an opportunity.
I like where this is going.
It uses forms, landing pages, even the content itself can be dynamic, changing based on who's looking at it.
Dynamic content. That's cool. So it's like personalized experiences for everyone.
You got it. It's all about delivering the right message to the right person at the right time.
Okay, so it's gathering all this information about how people are interacting with my website, and then it uses that to personalize their experience.
Exactly. It's like having a detective, but for your marketing.
I like that, marketing detective. Yeah. So how does it actually put all this information to use?
Campaigns, my friend. Campaigns.
Campaigns. So are we talking like email blasts here?
That's one piece of the puzzle, but it goes way beyond that.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Imagine this. Someone lands on your website, they download a white paper, right?
Yeah, I'm following.
Mautic sees that.
Yeah.
Tags them as interested in that topic, and boom, they're enrolled in a campaign.
Okay, so it's automated, but it's also personalized based on their behavior.
Precisely. They might get a series of emails, maybe a case study, a special offer, all tailored to their interests.
So it's not just about sending a bunch of generic emails and hoping for the best?
Nope, not at all. It's about nurturing those leads, guiding them through the funnel with content they actually care about.
That makes a lot of sense.
People can spot a generic marketing email a mile away, but when you take the time to tailor the message...
You're speaking their language?
Exactly. You're building a connection, showing them you understand their needs.
It's all about building those genuine relationships.
Right. And that's something Gesellschafter Entwicklung von Dingen emphasized in their article.
Oh, yeah, the one where they talked about wanting to move away from just looking at website traffic.
Exactly. They wanted actionable insights about their audience to really understand who they were talking to.
And they wanted to do it all while respecting their users' privacy.
Which is huge. Yeah. They were committed to finding a tool that aligned with their values.
I respect that a lot because it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of all these marketing tools.
Oh, for sure.
But at the end of the day, it has to be sustainable and ethical.
Absolutely. And that's what makes Mautic so refreshing. It's not about tricking people into doing what you want.
It's about empowering you to build those authentic connections.
Precisely. And the integrations, oh man, the integrations.
Speaking of integrations, one of the articles mentioned connecting it with other tools, even using it with WordPress.
Exactly. Modic's great on its own, but it really shines when you connect it to other parts of your tech stack.
So it's not just a standalone tool, it's designed to fit seamlessly into your existing workflow.
You got it. And you know how you're all about self-hosted solutions and having control over your data?
Don't get me started.
Well, Modic plays really well with other open source tools that share those values.
Okay, so it's like building your own custom marketing machine piece by piece.
Precisely. You can integrate Modic with your CRM, for example, so your sales and marketing are in sync.
No more data silos, no more missed opportunities. I love it.
And the best part is you're not locked into some proprietary ecosystem.
Right. You have the freedom to choose the tools that work best for you and connect them in a way that makes sense for your business.
That's the beauty of open source right there.
It really is. So we're talking about a lot of power here, but I have to ask,
sure,
for someone who might not be a tech whiz, is this something that's actually achievable, or are we talking about hiring a team of developers to make this happen? I hear you. It does sound pretty advanced.
It's really not as intimidating as it might seem.
Okay, good to know.
Remember that article from Gesellschaft zur Entwicklung von Dingen?
Yeah, the one where they set up Modic crazy fast.
Exactly. They mentioned getting their basic setup up and running in just a few hours.
A few hours? Seriously? That's impressive.
Yeah, it's designed to be relatively straightforward, especially if you're comfortable with basic web stuff.
Okay, that's reassuring.
And the best part is, you don't have to be a coding guru to get started.
Right, because we've got that amazing Modic community to help us out.
Exactly. They've got forums, documentation, all sorts of resources to guide you along the way.
It's like having a global support group for all things Modic.
Exactly. You run into a snag, just ask the community. Chances are someone's been there, solve that.
I love that. It's one of the best things about open source projects.
Absolutely. You're never really alone. There's always someone willing to lend a helping hand.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, from Modic's data privacy focus to its automation capabilities, integration possibilities.
We've been through it all.
It's a lot to take in, but it sounds like a seriously powerful tool.
It is. But as we've been saying, it's not just about the tool itself, it's how you use it.
Right, like with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. It's about using these capabilities ethically and responsibly.
Understanding your audience, respecting their data, building those genuine connections, that's what it's all about.
You got it. It's about empowering you to do marketing the right way.
Well said. I have to say, I feel like I've gone from 0 to 60 on Modic today.
It's been a pleasure diving into it all with you.
Likewise. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Modic.
Until next time.
We hope you found it insightful, maybe even a little inspiring.
Definitely inspiring.
Remember, knowledge is power, especially in the world of marketing.
So true.
Keep exploring, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep learning. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.